The Pirates and the Rays, we should all applaud umpire John Tompain as he heroically saved a woman's life prior to Wednesday's game at PNC Park. Jameson Taillon looking good early.
Runner at first goes, is on its way, and it's a breaking ball, strike three called. And Beckham got buckled by the curveball. He knew it. Taillon ready to go, and the pitch on its way. Here's a swing and a miss. Archer swung right through it. And so the Rays, who had two on and nobody out, end up with nothing.
Right-hander sets and pitches. Line drive to second over Beckham. Into center for a base hit. Frazier scores the first run, and Harrison to second on an 0-2. McCutchen delivers. It's 1-0 Pittsburgh. Behind the right field wall. Jaso belts one high in the air, deep right field. Chasing it is Suzu Jr. all the way to the wall. Gone. Home run. John Jaso has homered against the Rays. It's 2-0 Pittsburgh.
Even though they have six hits, haven't hit the ball especially hard. As here's a swing and a drive. Right field and deep. Peterson going back to the wall, and it's gone. Gregory Polanco has just hit his sixth home run of the season, and he's given Pittsburgh a 3-0 lead here in the sixth inning.
Television and radio. Swing, line drive, base hit, right field. Harrison can fly. Rounding third, on his way home, and the throw cut off by Beckham. RBI single, Josh Bell. It's 4-0 Pirates.
The Rays could generate no offense on Thursday against Pirates starter Jameson Taillon as Tampa Bay fell in the rubber game by a 4-0 score. Here is Rays skipper Kevin Cash.
I don't think it's the last two nights. It's not for lack of effort or anything. We just got out-pitched a little bit, out-hit a little bit. Bats kind of went quiet. As far as Archer's outing tonight, looked like he just left a couple sliders up to Jaso and then Polanco there late. I think you got to tip your cap a little bit to the base hit from McCutchen to kind of get everything going. That was a pretty well-located slider that a really good hitter handled well, got the barrel to it, and put him in a position to where they had some run-scoring opportunities.
For the Pirates lineup, and you bring up McCutchen, what did you think about just the duo of Harrison and the way they were making Archer work tonight?
Yeah, they definitely made him work. I mean, they had some good at-bats against him. You know, they didn't go up there looking to do too much, I think. They took their hits the other way, and that's a sign of, you know, probably good hitters facing a good pitcher, not trying to get away with doing too much, and just took their hits, and they came out probably on top with some line drives to right.
Adam Kolarik made his major league debut tonight. What'd you see from the lefty?
I think we were all really impressed. A lot of depth to the two-seamer. The stuff, the delivery is a little unique, but really impressed with the way he came in there. He was very calm through strikes and did exactly kind of what we had heard he was really good at, and that was get ground balls.
Kevin, something we talked about before the game, it is the halfway point of the season, and for many teams, you get to the end of June, they start itching to the All-Star break. So how do you make sure the team ends these last three series here into the All-Star break on a high note?
Yeah, I don't really think there's anything that I need to do. This team carries themselves really well, and they understand what's at stake. And, you know, our next three series, Baltimore, Chicago, and then obviously to finish up with Boston, two of the three that will, in our division, and then the Chicago series will be a big one just because it's in Wrigley and 4th of July. So the effort and the guys understand that these are big series.
You guys haven't been shut out very often. I think that was just the fourth time and the first time since like mid-May or so. A lot of left on base last night, again tonight early, getting clutch hits. Is that just cyclical?
Or? Yeah, I think a little bit. Look, I mean, Souza came up and scorched a couple balls with guys on base, nothing to show for it. I thought we hit some balls hard last night, nothing to show for it. I think that it's run its course, and now we can get back to finding ways to knock those runners in. But not reading into really anything. I think the overall, the bats were good. I mean, it seemed like there were a lot of line drives today that we just couldn't find grass.
So different than the Seattle series, that was kind of the last time you really got shut down kind of in multiple days.
We didn't play good baseball in Seattle. Right. I can't say that we haven't played good baseball here.
You did Beckham's base running mistake.
Yeah, just got a little overamped. I understand the ball might have been behind him or right at him. Hit that hard. I think Beck knows he probably needs to pull up.
Okay. Oh.
Shane Peterson in the lineup tonight and his play to hold McCutchen to a double.
Great play. Him and Beck both. Really, really big play at the time. And, you know, every run means so much right there in a tight ball game. So played it off the wall that he's not very familiar with, I'm sure. Got it into Beck, and then Beck threw a one-hop strike to Sucre to hold everything up.
Chris Archer did not pitch all that poorly, but he did give up solo home runs to both John Jaso and Gregory Polanco and was outpitched by Jameson Taillon as he took a shutout into the seventh inning. Here is Archer speaking to the media following Tampa Bay's 4-0 loss to Pittsburgh.
You know, we lost, so I'm just wishing that I could have executed a handful of pitches at a higher level, kept the game a little bit closer, and gave us a little bit better chance.
We saw a pesky duo in Harrison and McCutchen. What do you think about the way they were making you work?
They're good players. They're all-star caliber players. Kutch won MVP for a reason, so I'm glad that I was able to limit the damage a little bit, but they definitely gave me a tough time.
And towards the end of June, we see a lot of teams kind of get to that point where they start itching towards the All-Star break. But what does this team need to do to make sure the Rays finish out the last three series on a strong note?
Yeah, win series. You know, not try to be perfect, but definitely win series.
That slider that Kutch slapped in the opposite field for an RBI, could you have executed that at a higher level?
Could have thrown it lower, but, you know, sometimes you throw a pitch where you want and it gets hit. So maybe pitch selection could have been different.
Well, it's kind of kidding,
the case.
Pick a pretty nasty pitch.
Yeah. It's typically doesn't get hit like that, but, again, I got to be better.
Jason, the pitch is a little up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are at the halfway point. Actually, at 41-40. Do you feel good about that? Do you feel like, you know, the second half can be realistic? Can you, you know, stay in, make a run, kind of thing?
Yeah, I think considering how strong the division is, we're in a good position. We're looking good. We're getting better. So I think we're in a good spot.
The Rays look to bounce back on Friday as they continue their road trip in Baltimore against the Orioles.